Alfie on Monitor by Stevie Wonder. Happening. You're already hip to Las Vegas, Moscow, and Benjamin Bratt. But in case being hip isn't your thing, the first is the fabled desert oasis. The second's the stalwart capital of Moscow. And the third's the befuddled anti-hero of The Graduate. Life magazine introduces you to the men behind them. Life profiles J.J. Sarno, Las Vegas casino builder, who asks why lure big spenders with big-name entertainers when you can grab small spenders with a high-wire act. Life interviews Mayor Vladimir Promyslov of Moscow, who digs his city, even if it doesn't exactly swing. And meet Charles Webb, alienated author of The Graduate, and the real-life Benjamin Braddock. They're all in life, waiting to turn you on to their thing. Life magazine, working to bring you a world of information, insight, and idea. Life. Morgan, for Monitor, it's hard to believe that we were once shocked by Elvis Presley, isn't it? Well, be entertained by him. Tuesday night, it's Elvis in his first TV special, Singer Presents Elvis, on the NBC television network. Elvis sings as only he can in an hour-long color special presented by the Singer Company. Many of the songs from the TV special are on the new RCA album, Elvis, available at record dealers everywhere. And with Christmas just around the corner, you'll want to get Elvis's Christmas album, featuring the beautiful songs of the year's happiest season. Elvis's two great sacred albums, His Hand in Mine and How Great Thou Art, make especially appreciated gifts. Elvis's million sellers have been compiled into four volumes, titled Elvis's Golden Hits. They're available singly or in sets at record dealers everywhere. Remember, it's Elvis Night on NBC television next Tuesday night, December the 3rd, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Time. And for Christmas, give Elvis his records and make a rich man happy. This has been an announcement from All Star Shows.
This Christmas, tell her all the things she is with Chanel No. 5. Every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5.
If you looked up one day
and you saw many, many winged creatures in the sky, if you're like me, you'd just say, look at a big bunch of birds. But you'd be wrong, especially if they were larks. The right phrase would be, there goes an exaltation of larks. An exaltation of larks is also the title of a new collection of collective words. It's by James Lipton, author of Broadway musicals, TV dramas, songs, and he's an actor, does about everything. James L., how did you begin the sport of collecting collectives? And by the way, what's the right collective noun for a batch of collectives?
I found the terms, when I started looking for them, in old hunting books. And those books are called books of venery. Venery coming, of course, from the root Venus. The proper term for these proper terms is venereal term. Again, the adjective venereal in this case, that meaning hunting, having to do with hunting.
Uh-huh.
Venus was at one time considered a goddess of the hunt, and for a variety of reasons, the adjectival form of that name also means hunting, having to do with hunting.
Okay. Well, gaggle of geese is probably the best known of these venereal words.
Right.
You've used exaltation of larks as the title.
Right.
Give us some of the others for flying creatures.
If you were to encounter a group of owls, it's a parliament of owls. It's a bouquet of pheasants.
These are the proper terms.
This is the extraordinary thing about them. You see, like everyone else, I heard gaggle of geese and pride of lions. Those were the first that came to my attention. Aside from the very ordinary ones like school of fish and herd of elephants.
Bevy of beauties.
Bevy of beauties is a proper venereal term. Actually comes from one of those 15th century manuscripts. But the thing about them that intrigued me was that there seemed so much poetry in them, so much beauty. I mean, to call lions in a group a pride of lions, well, that tells you almost everything you need to know about lions in one word.
Yeah.
And if that isn't the essence of poetry, I don't know what is. It would be as incorrect to say when you see a group of owls, anything except that's a parliament of owls, then it would be as incorrect to do that as it would be to say, for example, I just saw a school of elephants. That would sound funny. Well, actually, if you want to refer to owls in a group, you should say that's a parliament of owls. You should say it's a murmuration of starlings. It's a murder of crows. In the animal world, it's a rag of colts. It's a sloth of bears, a drift of hogs, a leap of leopards. It's a crash of rhinoceroses.
A crash?
A crash of rhinoceroses is the proper term for our rhinoceroses in a group.
Well, in the third section of this book, Exaltation of Larks, James Lipton has put some of the present venereal terms in his head that he's made up. I'll read you the word. You'll know it because you made them up. What is a collection of dentists?
A wince of dentists.
A wince of dentists.
Right.
Ow.
That's if you see a group of them.
Lovely. How about waiters?
An indifference of waiters.
An indifference of waiters.
Right. It depends on what restaurant you go to. That happens to be a...
Here is one of my favorites. Hairdressers.
Oh, yes. Did I say a swish of hairdressers?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Hairdressers will have to forgive me. But incidentally, one of the rules of the venereal game is that you either say something very beautiful about the subject, such as a bouquet of pheasants, or you can make fun of it, such as an ostentation of peacocks.
How about critics?
That was a shrivel of critics. I wrote a musical a year ago called Sherry, and got mostly good reviews, but Walter Kerr didn't like it, and somehow his name snapped into my head when I got to critics, and so I said a shrivel of critics, because he shriveled me.
How about parents?
It's a persistence of parents.
How true.
Yes,
how
and an ingratitude of children, by the way.
And ingratitude of children means a collective group of any children, right?
That's right. Any children you see going by, that's an ingratitude.
And from my group, public speakers.
Oh, it's a twaddle of public speakers.
How true.
Yeah.
James Lipton, thanks for telling us about An Exaltation of Larks. And I want you to know it stands out as exceptional in the boggle of books we receive here on Monitor.
Thank you.
It's a stuffy, uncomfortable feeling for me.
It's a tense, tight, burning sensation.
Rotten. Miserable.
Whatever you call heartburn and acid indigestion, Digel relieves the symptoms. Digel is the extra action antacid. Digel not only contains effective antacids, it has the extra action of simethicone in a patented formulation that breaks up frothy bubbles of gas to help relax your tense, tight stomach. Digel, the extra action antacid, brings you more complete relief. D-I-G-E-L. Digel. Tablets or liquid at all drug counters.
Someone in your family have a muscle strain? Try the Mustero massage. This exclusive therapy relaxes muscle strain as it rubs out pain, stimulates circulation as it speeds warming relief to pain and stiffness. Mustero relaxes muscle strain as it rubs out pain. Mustero.
A new Sinatra song in 1 minute on the Monitor Beacon.
Monday and Tuesday only at Macy's, luxurious full-length natural mink coats are red tagged 20% off Macy's regular low, low prices. Monday and Tuesday only. Come save at Macy's two-day red tag sale of fully let-out natural mink coats. Choose your favorite style, silhouette, and mink fashion shade, and pay 20% less than the regular price. Monday and Tuesday only. Save on marvelous full-length mink coats. Regularly $1,200, red tagged at $960. Save on glamorous mink coats. Regularly $1,350, red tagged at $1,080. Save on superb mink coats, regularly $1,650, red tagged at $1,320. Even magnificent mink coats selling regularly at Macy's for $2,000 are red tagged $1,600 Monday and Tuesday only. And there are more rare values, too. So why not thrill her this Christmas with one of these fabulous buys? Hurry to Macy's red tag sale of mink coats and save. It's Monday and Tuesday only at the Macy's near you. All Macy's stores open every night till Christmas.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
F. Sinatra sings a new song. Whatever Happened to Christmas? Jimmy Webb wrote it.
Whatever happened to Christmas? It's gone and left no traces. Whatever happened to the faces all aglow? Whatever happened to Christmas? Christmas way of living. Whatever happened to the giving? The magic in the snow.
Happened to you. Simpson reports on the latest ski equipment. Next up on Monitor Sports, brought to you by Chrysler Corporation's Customer Car Care Program.
This is Brock Yates, senior editor of Car and Driver magazine. As part of my job, I cover most of the major automobile races, from Riverside, California, to the Daytona 500 in Florida. And one thing you notice time after time is that the cars in first-class condition are the ones that wind up in front. So you start to pay attention to all the people who keep these cars running right. The pit crews, the mechanics, all the guys who help bring home a winner. And a lot of this rubs off. You start to take more of an interest in your own car to see that it's kept in top condition. That's why I'm so pleased with what I see at my Chrysler, Plymouth, and Dodge dealers. It's called Customer Care by Chrysler Corporation. All it means is that they treat everything right, both you and your car. They're real pros, with the right tools, the right mechanics, and the right parts to keep your car in showroom condition. So if you care about your car, why not take it to your local Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealer? They care, too, with Customer Care by Chrysler Corporation.
This is Jim Simpson speaking for Monitor Sports. Now that Thanksgiving is past and Christmas is a lot closer than many harassed shoppers care to think, can the sport of skiing be far behind? Many skiers have their favorite hills or mountains, while some others are always looking for that new thrill. Whether it be in this country or somewhere in Europe, Chile, or even Japan, where the 1972 Winter Olympic Games will be held. But all skiers have one thing in common, equipment, new equipment. The newest wrinkle this year, fiberglass skis. During the Winter Olympic Games in Grenoble last February, many of the winning races were on fiberglass skis. The word is that they are easier to turn on, practically do it themselves, say the manufacturers. A dozen or so years ago, skiers were on wooden skis, but made the change to the metal skis now in use and were enthusiastic about the improvement. Now it is forecast, skiers will begin their change from metal skis to fiberglass. And that change is already taking place. But it won't be a sudden switch from metal to fiberglass, and for one important reason, the economics of owning fiberglass skis. First, the best of the fiberglass skis will not last as long as a metal ski. And second, if you don't buy the best fiberglass model, then the rate of life expectancy for the skis is even shorter, and so it's an even worse investment. If you can't afford a fiberglass model ski and hang the fact it may not last as long as the metal ski, go ahead. The experts say it's another breakthrough in this wonderful world of skiing. But if you're happy with your present set of metal skis, keep them. You can be sure that research will turn up a way to make the new fiberglass skis even more durable in the future. I may not have helped you decide on which kind of ski to buy. And come to think of it, I may have even further confused a shopper who has skis in mind for her son or daughter. If I have, sorry about that. This is Jim Simpson speaking from Monitor Sports.
Now a word about State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. The other night, an old friend comes up to me in the street and says, "Hey, Phil, is it really true that State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's biggest homeowners insurer, has such low rates that you have plenty of money left over every month?" "Right," I says. "Good," he says. "Then give me that $5 you owe me."
For your home, your car, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Thank you.
Kramer. Don't give up. Guess a lot of people don't want to. This week in London, 7 half-bottles of a rare wine called Tokay Essence were sold for $204 each. The reason it's so expensive is it's supposed to revive the dying. Small doses of it are said to prolong life. I wonder if you couldn't get the same effect from large doses of a cheaper wine. Worth a try, isn't it? Okay, men, out on the field.
The russet brown football is sailing down the bright Kelly green field to a crimson jersey halfback in silver vest with orange and aqua stripes. It is intercepted by a linebacker, colorful pants, green jersey, and lemon yellow helmet with turquoise trim. He's up to the 20, the 25, as his beige and burgundy shoes fly past the yellow yard markers. He reverses his field, bumps the little ball right back referee, and goes down under a swarm of bright red jerseys.
That was a pro football game on color radio to give you an idea of what you're missing by not owning RCA color TV. Why not watch TV like it is, in color? Why not the color TV with the most accurate fine tuning to bring in your colors sharp and clear? RCA color TV. This Christmas, why not?
In southwest Louisiana, your station is KPLC, Lake Charles, Louisiana. Your dial setting is 1470. Stay right there. We'll be back. Morgan Four Monitor.
This is Keith Jackson. This afternoon, the final major automobile race of the year, the Rex Mays 300 for USAC Championship cars. I'll be at Trackside, Riverside, California for the story. And you'll hear it from the world of wheels here on Monitor.
Morgan with Monitor on the 1st of December. It's half past Thanksgiving, about a quarter to Christmas. On our agenda, Bill Cosby with comedy Joe Garagiola with a garage. And here's a new rumor by Claudine Langer, a flea in her ear. It's Elvis in his first TV special. Singer presents Elvis on the NBC television network. Elvis sings as only he can in an hour-long color special presented by the Singer Company. Many of the songs from the TV special are on the new RCA album, Elvis. Available at record dealers everywhere. With Christmas just around the corner, you'll want to get Elvis's Christmas album, featuring the beautiful songs of the year's happiest season. Elvis's two great sacred albums, His Hand in Mine and How Great Thou Art, make especially appreciated gifts. Elvis's million sellers have been compiled into four volumes titled Elvis's Golden Hits. They tinkle. They're available singly or in sets at record dealers everywhere. Remember, it's Elvis Night on NBC Television next Tuesday night, December the 3rd, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Time. For Christmas, give Elvis's records. This has been an announcement from All Star Shows. Monitor, on stage. Star performances recorded live in leading theaters and nightclubs. In a minute, the comedy of Bill Cosby, brought to you by Savings and Loan Associations, financing over half the homes in America.
Save where your money earns. Save where your money earns. Save where your money earns money faster. Save at your savings and loan. Where you save does make a difference. Save at your savings and loan. Save up.
Save now.
Save now
and save.
Savings and Loan.
Savings and Loan Associations have been selected by over 1 million teenagers as the place to save for their futures. We're proud of that and proud of them because they've learned early in life to put something aside today for something that's really important tomorrow.
Where you save does make a difference. Save at your savings and loan.
Here's Bill Cosby as he leveled with the audience at Harrah's in Lake Tahoe, Nevada.
You know what, but dogs are better than cats. Cats are not cool at all. You know, a cat is very independent. He's just sucking in on your food. Now, answer this question. Did a cat ever do anything for you? Huh? Did a cat? No! Cats don't do anything. Huh? They could kill mice any place. He don't have to be in your house if he's hungry. You watch him. He got a shopping bag. He's going around looking for mice. A cat has never done anything for anybody except sit on your sofa and shed and make you sneeze. You can't say to a cat, come here, Fido. If you do, the cat will say, what? See, I said, come here. You're not talking to me. I was just sitting here on the sofa, man, watching television right now. Got any more catnip? You haven't been catching any mice lately? No, man, because some fall. Can't eat them all up in one day. You know? Besides, some of them haven't bathed yet. I call them cats. Right? Now, a dog is beautiful. You know, hey, hey, what can I do for you? Want your slippers? Long slippers. Oh, I'll get the other. Here's your newspaper. It's not mine. You chewed it all up. Can't help. I got sharp teeth. You know, a dog's always trying, man, but a cat, the only time you ever see a cat, and I gotta be frank with you, is when it's time to eat, and he's rubbing all around your leg, putting that fur all around there so you can start sneezing, your eyes swell up. But cats are really cool. Now, if you want to own a real cat, get yourself a lion. Then you'll respect him, I'll tell you that. And you say, come here. And when he comes, you go.
Bill Cosby for Monitor on Stage. Brought to you by Savings and Loan Associations, where 43 million people keep their savings.
Save where your money earns money faster. Save at your savings and loan.
Last year, Savings and Loan Associations paid out over $5 billion in interest. $5 billion.
Where you save does make a difference. Save at your savings and loan.
The Vogues sing Tilt. This is a holiday weekend. Did you have a good Thanksgiving? Well, then, drive carefully. 610 people so far have been killed in traffic accidents. Don't add to that number. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Drivers, beware the twilight zone. As the days grow shorter, twilight comes a little earlier. The New York Traffic Department warns motorists to be on guard against poor visibility at dusk. Records show that accident risks increase when twilight and the rush hour arrive together. Drive with extra care. Make sure your lights are on. Keep a sharp lookout for careless pedestrians who may step out from between parked cars to cross the street in the middle of the block.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports. And now this from the associates. If you'd like to have just one holiday bill come January, talk to the folks at Associates Finance. Chances are, they can loan you the money you need for the holidays with a monthly payment plan that prevents those January headaches. Most Associates Finance offices are open extra hours during the holiday season. They're listed in the yellow pages. Associates. Nice people with money to loan you for the holidays.
And as the man said, he'll be back later this afternoon. Sooner, music. Al Martino, I Can't Help It If I'm Still in Love with You.
I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. It's hard to know another lips will kiss you. Thank you.
for modern civilization with acid indigestion, gas, heartburn. The modern solution is Digel, the extra action antacid. Digel neutralizes excess acid and has the extra action of simethicone in a patented formulation that breaks up bubbles of gas to help relax your tense, tight stomach. You feel better fast. Yes, Digel, the extra action antacid, brings you more complete relief. D-I-G-E-L, Digel, tablets or liquid at all drug counters.
The new 1969 St. Joseph Family Almanac calendar is more beautiful and useful than ever. Filled with home and family ideas, recipes, beauty tips. Your pharmacist buys these wonderful calendars to give to you, and they're ready now. The new 1969 St. Joseph Family Almanac calendar, free at your pharmacist's.
Some prison blues. News by NBC. Morgan for Monitor. Back soon.
Don't go away, there's more to come. More to interest everyone. Just stay tuned. We'll be back soon with Monitor.
There are two ways of doing things. Easy way, the hard way. This smart young lady makes banking very easy. The latest dividend at the dime is 5% a year, paid from day of deposit, compounded quarterly. Plus, this super safety record. Never a penny lost in over 109 years of operation. You can't beat it. No matter where you live, you can bank by postage-free mail at the dime, where your passbook is returned the same day received. For postage-free forms to open your account by mail at the dime, and a free booklet explaining the many different savings accounts, write Savings, WNBC Radio, New York, New York, 1022. The Dime Savings Bank of Brooklyn, a member of the FDIC.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.